as we move forward in this week and in Lent with the events of the celebration of the veneration of the cross yesterday. Please stand, because I'm going to ask you to come forward to venerate the cross. So just a few words that we see in the cross. It's okay, you can sit down, Liz. I don't want to make you stand. Sit down. We see and we know in the cross, and we hear in the prayers and in the hymns that it is for our strength and our endurance as we contemplate also the mystery of the cross. And in our contemplation of the mystery of the cross, as we heard in the beautiful prayer from Manasseh, that we are to look inward and recognize our own, in humility, our own weaknesses, our own frailties, our own sin, and ponder on the mystery of the cross, because indeed, as I said a few days ago, whereas once a year the high priest would go into, you know, veil, close the curtain, and go into the Holy of Holies to offer sins on behalf of the people, he would also do on behalf of himself, because he, just as everyone else, was a sinner, one who sinned. Christ, the high priest, offered himself on behalf of the world, but he was perfect and is pure and was sinless. So this is what differentiated and distinguished or separated him from all those. And yet it was in his humanity that he identified with us. So it was, in effect, it was both, but fully God and fully man, as we say. So it was in this celebration of the veneration of the cross that we had and held yesterday that all this is for us to ponder on, to contemplate, not just this week, but throughout the remaining weeks of Lent. So as you do that, please come forward to venerate the cross. May the Holy Trinity protect and keep you always. Amen.